The hot thing around Kentucky motor vehicles departments have been our new motor vehicle system. January the 9th here in Barron County, we opened our doors back up for business on our front line to offer motor vehicle services. And it has definitely brought some longer lines and longer wait times for our customers. But everybody has been so kind, Wes. I just really, again, want to thank the citizens of Barron County for your kindness that you've shown us, even though we know that things have not been normal processing around.
We're doing all this for a reason. There's benefits to this new system. There are many.
Yes. So I know it's kind of painful here on the front end. It's frustrating for our customers, frustrating for the employees. But ultimately, Wes, you're going to be able to basically have your own account profile with us in the motor vehicle department. Let's say, for example, I'll use my name. So my name is Helena Birdwell. Well, before I was married, I was Helena Chase. Sometimes I use Helena Chase Birdwell. But in the motor vehicle system, if I had a title titled as Helena Birdwell or Helena Chase, or maybe they forgot the A and I was just Helen Birdwell, this new process will allow us to bring all those accounts together to one. So you come in to see us, and maybe one of those things that happened to you, or you know, you've had different ways that people have titled your vehicles for you, then when you present your driver's license, we're going to merge all those together. Then down the road, Wes, say next year you come in, you don't have anything with you, but you need your tags because
you're in town. I forget things all the time.
Yeah, well, give me your driver's license, Wes, and I'll pull it up for you. That's what's going to be so awesome about the process, is that we can ultimately just take your driver's license and renew your vehicle without having to have plate numbers, title numbers, or VINs.
And we say new system, but really you all have integrated this since 2019 with boats, right?
Yes. So in 2019, I was newly elected and the state switched over our old boat system, which was the same as the motor vehicle system that just switched over, into CAVIS, which is our new system. And that was quite a process to get started with, but now it's great. We've been using it since 2019. We started in January with it. Could it have waited a little bit longer? Yeah, probably could have. But the developers are updating and fixing bugs and glitches multiple times. Pretty much every day, they're making big fixes. And we see those over the weekend and on Wednesdays. So Thursdays and then Mondays are big fixes or pushed through. But we know it's going to probably take this full year to get everything kind of sorted out and make it better for the customer.
Well, what you were working with before was how old?
It was basically 40 years old. Wow. That system was. And I know people are like, well, if it's not broken, then fix it. But it really was broken. It had as much data that it could possibly hold. And it was ultimately crashing. I don't know how many customers realized it, but multiple times throughout the week, the system would just go down. And we would be at the mercy of the state again,
with a line full of people
waiting for them to fix it. And basically, we had just gotten to where there weren't a lot of fixes left other than to create a new motor vehicle system, and that's what the state did.
And I know you want to thank the citizens of the county for being so patient with you all.
The patience that people have shown us is just unreal. We are so blessed here in Barron County with some of the best. And then, Wes, I can't thank the people enough. Like, we've had banks, citizens, dealers, our local dealers, local insurance company agents. They've bought us lunch. They've brought us donuts. They've given us cookies. They've done gift baskets. I mean, there is just so much outpouring of kindness that we have been shown since January, and we're just so grateful for that. That's not normal around the county clerk's office, but the kindness that we have received is just overwhelming. We're very blessed. I have, you know, such wonderful employees. I get thanked all the time, but I can't thank them enough for the time that they have given me. They've had to learn this new system just like everyone else. And it is frustrating. When we could typically do something and it takes, you know, 5 minutes, and now it's taking 10 minutes. Or something that we know works, but it's a little harder to make it work now until all the glitches are fixed. These girls are hanging in there and they're doing it just beautifully. I cannot be more grateful for them.
While I've got you, it's boating season coming up pretty soon. And there's some confusion. Just clear the air for me.
Yeah, so folks are really excited, Wes, as the warmer weather comes. They're like, man, my boat has to be renewed. Unfortunately, the state sends everyone out our boat decals at one time. We have not received the new shipment yet for this new year. But good thing is, you can still go boating. Your tags that are on your boat are currently good until April 30th. I will let everyone know through Facebook, and I'll let you know, Wes, and y'all can share that that with us here on WCLU, but we think we should have those starting the first week of March, but I can't be for certain. Again, we're at the mercy of the state for when they're going to send those out, but it's kind of when they get them to us, then it's supposed to be statewide. We all start renewing at the same time. So give us just a little bit more time and we should have those. I know folks are eager to get those boats renewed. And I also want to mention, you know, Wes, there are several things that have been fixed. I know in the beginning, we could not renew some of our utility trailers and cargo trailers. We had issues with those. That's been fixed. Campers, you can come in and renew your camper if you're ready. Motorhomes, we can renew motorhomes, but we're having issues titling new motorhomes. So that's something to let customers know about. Personalized plates. We had issues with personalized plates. We're still having issues with personalized plates. So just bear with us. We may call you and say, hey, Wes, I got your new plates in. And you come in for us to put that on your vehicle, to issue it to your new vehicle, and it won't let us. And it's very frustrating for us, just as it is for the customer, but we have no idea when that glitch is going to happen. Some we issue with no problem. So the state's still working on that, and I wish I knew better when that would be 100%, but I just don't know. So again, some things may work for one customer and not for another. So just, again, hang in there. Give us a little grace if that happens to you, and just know we're working hard on our end to report every time those things happen to the state, but sometimes we're just at the mercy of the new process. The next few weeks, March is traditionally our busiest time, so I encourage you, if you have not come in and renewed your March tags, which a lot of folks have, come on in and see us and let us get you taken care of. Don't wait till the end of March and know that it's going to be super busy as we get closer, just because traditionally this is our busiest time.